How the Internet of Things will create a technological revolution. You know how when apps became popular, how everyone wanted to make an app for just about anything? You could get an app to tell you the weather, an app to work on office documents, an app to track your spending, and an app to display motivational sayings across your screen every morning to get you ready for the day. Everyone from McDonald's to your local grocery store was releasing an app to get themselves onto your mobile device. Well, that's how the Internet of Things will go in the next 10 to 20 years. Right now, there are about 12 billion internet-connected devices on the planet. Original predictions a few years ago put that number much lower, and the subsequent projections for 2020 and 2050 were similarly underestimated. Now the estimate is that by 2025, there will be nearly 50 billion devices or things communicating via the Internet of Things. So, what are all these devices, and how will they trigger the next technological revolution? The devices making up the Internet of Things. So what are these devices that are currently using the internet connection to talk to each other and to us? Plus, what devices are coming in the future? Right now, there are a number of new things that have technology inside them that shows the way the future is shaping up. From smart light bulbs to cars that drive themselves because of sensors and technology in both the car and the roads. From electronics and appliances to all sorts of smart devices that are rolling off the assembly line. There are quite a few IoT-ready devices already on the market. But what's available now is nothing compared to what's coming. If experts are predicting 50 billion devices, 5 to 6 for each person on planet Earth by 2025, then the future is jam-packed with items that will use smart technology. This technology will revolutionize healthcare, change how we get from point A to point B, and very likely change the way we work, much in the way that computers changed the way that people worked over the past few decades. This network of sensors will work directly with cloud technology, which will collect and analyze the data that it receives, and then will be turned into information and allow smartphones and mobile devices to use that information.